You know what's groovy about wives, man? They don't know how to chase. You know, did you ever hit your wife, you know, I mean, playfully, like smack her or something, and she'd come running after you? They can't chase, man. They can't do the zigzag, you know, and the bottom. All they know is how to run straight ahead, man. They are so cute, man. They don't know how to go boop-de-dip, boop-de-dip. You know, they just come at you like Frankenstein. And I'd be running, and I'd just run and pass a chair and throw it down, you know, and she just... And when I chase her, she doesn't know how to zigzag. You better not catch me. You better not catch me. No fair catching me. Yeah. I know I'm stronger than my wife. I know I can box better than my wife. I can bob and weave and jab and hook and cross and move around her. My voice is deeper. And when I speak, the house shakes. And I don't know how I lost my position. I used to be in charge, man. I remember back in 67, people would say, well, he's the boss of the family. Now people call up, is your wife in? Yeah, what do you want? I didn't ask for you. We got it nailed down, though. My kids are 7, 6, and 3. And when we go out to dinner, my wife and I will go to an exclusive restaurant, take the kids with us. And we sit down, we have steak or lobster or whatever it is, man, and we don't feed the kids. Hey, man, for $7.50, I'm not going to sit up there and watch no kid mutilate a $7.50 piece of meat. I'm not going to sit up here and watch him swill it around in the plate, throw it on the floor, you know, pick it up, and then say, I want to eat it. So my wife and I eat, and the children wait, you know. We tell the waiter right away. As soon as we go in, before we get seated, we tell the waiter, don't give us any water. See, that's the first thing you have to do when you take your kids out to eat. No water. Because while they're waiting, there are fantastic things that they can do with water. And eventually, if there is water on the table, you'll hear one of their glasses go, clunk. And then we all, both of us, sit up and let it pass under us. See, I didn't get hip to that until my wife did it one night. I heard conk, you know, and all of a sudden she started to sit up. I said, where you go? Oh. I felt that cold running under the right thigh, man. And after that, we both stand at attention. As soon as we hear conk, everybody up. I pledge allegiance to the water which is passing under us. But they all sit at the table, and you can see their little heads wiggling. Anybody that has kids, you know, they sit at a dinner table in some restaurant or something, you see the little heads waggling around, and you wonder what's causing it until you lift up the tablecloth, and you see their legs swinging back and forth. And one of them's always kicking the pole. Bong, 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 bong. And that's when my wife turns to me and says, tell them to be quiet. But see, we eat everything, right on down to dessert and everything. And then we get up, pay the bill, and then we put them in the car and we take them to McDonald's.